Blog Talk Radio. Okay, the Carolina Regional Black Team of Commerce with yours truly, Ed Robinson, your host. Last night we talked about how do we deal with people who have made it on the backs of those of us at the lower end of the income totem pole, but once they get there, you know, they turn their backs on us. How do you deal with those so-called guys? Well, I didn't get any phone calls, so all the opinions were mine. But we're going to move on today. You know, our business of today is the First Class Taxi Service. The First Class Taxi Service. We want to promote them. They're one of our newest Black Chamber of Commerce members, First Class Taxi Service. So, you know, if you need taxi service, you know, go First Class. You need to call First Class Taxi Service. You can call me, and I can give you the number, and they'll be Johnny on the spot and very professional. They've just opened a new shop here in Florence, and they have nice cars to ride you in, air conditioned, very polite and courteous drivers. They're there for you. First Class a taxi service. Now let's move into the topic of today, and that topic is how do we get people involved in all of the inadequacies of taxpayer dollars when they're so unevenly divided. You know, taxpayer dollars, our kids' education. You know, it seems as if we just don't care anymore. Income disparities. You know, and you know those things are happening now. On the news, you see where it's happening in so many other places, and there are those who are fighting against these inadequacies for Black folk, mostly income inequalities, education inequality, neighborhood inequalities. These are things that are having this adversarial effect on the lower income, mostly Black, in a lot of areas, a lot of communities. They know this, but they don't respond. You know, and this is where we are. Some of the things that I'm trying to do, initiate, surely by now, we have to understand that things just don't happen. You have to. Oh, especially change. You know, change doesn't come without a struggle. And we should know that. And we also should know that the positive changes that have been made are not for those of us in the lower income areas, mostly Black. But yet we accept it. What do people like me, I'm a political person, member of the Florence City Council here in Florence, I'm always advocating these inequalities, and some say I'm just a little bit too aggressive. I've never had anybody to say that I'm not aggressive enough, but they're telling me, and that's a true fact. Nick, I got my co-partner in here. Nicholas Antonio Doggett. And some say that I'm too aggressive, and they, well, we don't want to be a part of your movement, Ed, because you're just too aggressive. And, you know, my answer to that is, well, then you take the lead, and then I'll follow you. But that never happens. See, I can only be who I am. I see these things happening. I live in the right in the heart of the what a lot of people would call the theme song that we played, the ghetto. I'm proud of living here. I've lived here all my life, and I'm proud of where I am, who I am, the people that I live with and grew up with. You know, hey, I'm not going to desert them. My fight is for their well-being. And when I see that their health, well-being, wealth, these things are diminishing, it is my obligation to do all that I can.
And I totally agree with you.
Thank you, Nick.
My name is Nicholas Antonio Darden.
Right. And when you fight for these issues, and people think that I'm just too aggressive, but always from a very calm and respected manner, I try to get fairness. And when you tell me that my child is not worthy, when I see that you're taking food out of the baby's mouths, when I see that you're overworking men who are working two jobs with minimum wage and still cannot make ends meet, when I see that our children are falling further and further behind educationally, I'm emotionally affected.
I am emotionally affected.
But I need those that are listening to please call in and join in on this conversation. The call-in number is 516-453-9921. 516-453-9921. This is the Ed Robinson, your host with the Carolina Regional Black Chamber of Commerce. We are the sponsors of the show. And our business of tonight is the First Class Taxi. First Class Taxi. You can call them if you need a ride. Johnny on the spot. Very professional people. Give them a call. And while we're advertising, let me go ahead and promote our first annual Black Chamber of Commerce, Carolina Regional Black Chamber of Commerce.
Mm-hmm.
We're having our first annual banquet on Friday, a week from next, well, the Friday the 31st of this month. Friday the 31st at 6 o'clock at the SIMT building. SIMT building at Florence Darlington Technical College.
Mm-hmm.
Those of you that are in the immediate area, Florence, Darlington, Marion, Timmonville, Lake City, all those immediate areas, I'm sure that you know where it is. And you give me a call, or call the show, 516-453-9921. 516-453-9921. 8443-9921. Or you can call our office, and that number is 843-413-3280. 843-413-3280. Again, get your pencil. Get your pencils. It's 843-413-3280. And you can call our office during regular business hours. We can give you all the information about the banquet. We have the Reverend Nelson Rivers as our speaker, a minister from Charleston. I'm sure he'll have a very interesting message for us. And those of you would like to come, you can come. The tickets are $40 each for non-members. And we would like you to join the Chamber of Commerce. It's a little bit cheaper if you were a member. So please listen to that and give us a call here, please, now, and join in on this conversation. The number to call in is 516-453-9921. 516-453-9921. And, you know, things that I'm contemplating now is, well, first of all, again, you know, change comes at a price. The flag, even though it's just a memorial, something, nothing to increase the economic value of a person or increase the quality of life for a person, is just a means of respect. But just to get that little bit of respect for black folk in South Carolina, the price was extremely high. Extremely high. 9 people had to die for that respect. And that was, you know, but then, you know, a lot of people give the credit to the governor. But that's not why the flag came down. The flag came down because of economic pressure.
They were giving them pressure.
Right. And we have the economy. We are responsible for the wealth, the economic growth of so many of these companies. And if they do not support our efforts for godliness, fairness, equality, then we need to let them know that we are an issue. We are part of the growth of the economic factor within this city or within any city. And it's bad. It's bad. You know, I know it's bad to call for economic boycotts.
They took it down.
Not shopping.
They took it down in Atlanta.
Oh, yeah, in the Georgia. Yeah, they took it down. But we have to learn that we can make a difference with the few dollars that we earn. Those few dollars that we earn help them buy that house on the beach. We can take that from them or help them buy that sailboat that they got, that they enjoy. We can take that from them. All we want is fairness, equality, and justice. Why is it that we work for these people and we live in a $1,000 square foot house, they live in a $5,000 square foot house. We don't have a car or one that we have to work on every week. They buy 2 and 3 new Escalades parked in the driveway. You know, we can't afford to take a vacation. They go out on their beach house every other week, once a month. You know, all of these inadequacies these super inflated diversities wherein these income disparities are so far out of sync, is just not fair and right. And we do have the power to make a difference. We do have the power to make a difference. All we have to do is utilize the power that we have. All we have to do is utilize the power that we have. Yes, sir, Mr. Nicholas. Yes, sir.
In a lot of us, when I say a lot of us, that means me. When them rich white or Caucasian girls come in the hood, and me as a drunken bum as myself, hey, they say, you want to get me a fit that I look out for you. Hey, goes in my mind. And there ain't no money to them, but I'm glad they give them out a few dollars and maybe keep a couple hundred dollars and smoke the rest to them.
Okay, well, that was Mr. Nicholas Doggin, one of the members of the neighborhood, Mr. Nicholas Antonio Doggin. You know, we listen and we talk to everybody.
I don't do drugs no more.
Okay.
But when I was that day.
Okay, Nick. But we need you to call in 516-453-9921. 516-453-9921. This is the Carolina Regional Black Chamber of Commerce with Ed Robinson as your host. And again, our business of the week is the First Class Taxi. Give them a call and tell them that Ed Robinson from the Carolina, they can remember this better, the Carolina Regional Black Chamber of Commerce referred us to you.
Referred you
to them. The Carolina Regional Black Chamber of Commerce. Again, our topic today is how do we get people to be more involved? Do we use Facebook? Because that's something, a phenomenon that I had not been using, but I think I need to start. Do we need email? Whatever resources we have. The churches. We've tried the churches, but it's not strongly supported by the ministers. I don't know why, but for some reason, collectively, they have taken the weak side on these issues. I think that they have been. My only reason is that a lot of this stuff is political, these political. These people in political positions do a lot of personal favors for people that they think are in, who have strong influence over the black vote. And that's the only reason I see that.
Let me hold your call.
We cannot get ministers involved in doing what is necessary to improve the quality of life for the parishioners.
And you're right.
I'm not going to elaborate on that, but so much.
Yes,
but we have to find other means and ways of creating leadership that will provide the necessary resources that we need. And all we have is ourselves. You are a vote, and a vote is a very, very powerful tool. You have
give
a vote,
cards,
and you have
man,
a vote.
Give
you know,
them
the when President Obama went to Charleston, he himself said, we have to let our voices be heard. We have to let our voices be heard. We cannot sit quietly and allow these things to happen to us and not say or do anything. I'm not advocating any violence or whatever, but we can peacefully go out there and we can protest. we can say is not fair. We are not going to spend our money with you. We want the world to know. We need to put the economic pressure on our cities, plan it out well, and say, look, we want the world to know that this city is not being fair with us. It will cause a change because
a lot of cities,
cities look for dollars as relates to tourists, and when there is racial disparities, racial discomfort, you know, people tend to shy away from this kind of stuff, and that hurts the quality of life. That hurts the growth of the city. And you know who profits, who benefits mostly. And those that benefit mostly are the ones that can change the laws so that we can be more equally, have a more favorable and growth when it comes down to economic value. So, and then one other thing, and I'm gonna play this for you. And this is typical of what I'm talking about. And if we
there is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus to break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. Woo! To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. There is power.
Come on. Come on, you declare it.
There is power in the name of Jesus.
There is power.
There is power
in the name.
In the name of Jesus.
We know where it is to break
every chain.
Break every chain.
Break every chain.
Come on, say it.
Break every chain. Break every chain. Break every chain. Break every chain.
There's an army rising up. There's an army rising up. There's an army rising up. Yeah. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain.
Okay, that's the whole essence of the thing. You know, we can break those chains. We can break those chains. All we have to do is pull together, stand strong, and support each other.
You know,
again, on this tonight, First Class Taxi, they're our feature business of the night. Give them a call. First Class Taxi here in Florence.
Yeah,
a call in on 516-453-9921. Our call in number is 516-453-9921. That's how you can reach us. And our topic tonight is how do we get people to stand up for their rights? How do we get them to stand up for their rights? You know, it is not that they don't know. It's just that they know and accept this phenomenon. They know and accept this phenomenon. Let me go ahead and let you hear another song.
People do.
Say it loud. I'm black and I'm proud. You know, that's one thing that we have gotten away from, and that's from being who we are. Being who we are. And I was just given a flyer here, an advertisement for back to school celebration and block party here in Florence, South Carolina. So those of you that are listening, if you want to get some free school supplies, it's the New Life Assembly Church of God at 610 East Palmetto Street, Florence. It's the New Life Assembly of God, 610 East Pine Street, Florence, South Carolina. And the phone number is 843-667-8153. And that's going to be Saturday, July the 25th, 2015, at 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Saturday, July 25th, from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. So if you're in the Florence area and you've got kids in school and they need some supplies, run by the New Life Assembly Church of God. New Life Assembly Church of God at 610 East Palmetto Street. You know, this is an effort, you know, where you have the church reaching out, you know, trying to do what we can to help our kids who are economically deprived or denied or behind, or however you want to put it. And you know, we want to congratulate them, the New Life Assembly Church of God at 610 East Pine Street here in Florence. But back to our topic is that what do we do? What do we do? How do we address people? You know, and that's something that I'm a little bit, like as I said before, I'm a little bit afraid. The thing that scares me is the fact that when if you're out there advocating, we need to do this, we need to do that, and nobody supports you, then it makes you weaker. It gives them rise to say, he is not an issue, you don't have to. And that's where they are now, really. I'm going to just tell you the truth. When it comes down to the Florence City Council, I have been there for 25 years. I have been fighting and fighting. And the thing that gets me is that the very people that I fight for will go out there and support people who are fighting against me and against them. All it takes is for this white man to come by and pat him on the back and give him a whole lot of promises that they have no intention of keeping. And all that I've done for years goes right out of the window. I mean, it's very frustrating. Very frustrating, and it kind of... Well, we won't go into that. If you need to call in at 516-453-9921. 516-453-9921. That is the call-in number. We need your input, you know, to talk about these issues. What should we do? How can we get people to begin to stand up for their rights? If the fact that, you know, the people, if the people that is not calling in is any indication of any support, then I'm in bad shape here. So here we are at the Carolina Regional Black Chamber of Commerce office saying to you that we're coming to you live every Monday through Friday. Every Monday through Friday to talk about issues that will promote the welfare and well-being of black people. Promote the welfare and well-being of black folk. Again, this is the Carolina Regional Black Chamber of Commerce. Now, I think that I have to do it. I have to try it. But then, what happens if I try it and it doesn't work? Then it leaves me in a very vulnerable position. And I'm going to, and it's a little bit scary. But on next Friday, though, I'm going to wait until after then. Next Friday, let me advertise this. We are going to have the Carolina Regional Black Chamber of Commerce. We're having our first annual banquet. It's going to be at the SIMT building at the Florence Darlington Technical College. In Florence, it's right between Florence and Darlington, right on the borderline there. Florence Darlington Technical College. And it will be next Friday, July the 31st, beginning at 6 o'clock. We will have the Reverend Nelson Rivers will be our speaker. And we know it's going to be a very, very good event. We've got Justin Roberts is going to perform. The Young Men of Black Faces is going to perform. And another minister is going to perform. And we're going to have a dynamic speech from Nelson Rivers. He's been a strong civil rights leader for most of his life. He's been the state chairperson for the NAACP, as well as the regional chairperson from Atlanta of the NAACP. And now he's an executive for the Reverend Al Sharpton of the National Action Network.
Yeah.
The Reverend Al Sharpton of the National Action Network.
Yeah.
We're here to hear your comments and hopefully that you can give some input on what we can do to get people's attention. Now, I've been saving this for last, but what I'm going to do, I'm looking at maybe the last weekend in August, the last Saturday in August. I want to do a sit-in downtown. It is a means of protest as to the inequities of economic growth as relates to ethnicities. The way the economic growth in the city of Florence is just totally out of sync. It's just not sustainable. And somebody from both sides now, you've got everybody pushing from the right and no pull from the left. And when you have that kind of thing, everybody pushing from one side, things just go too far without any restraints. And what happens is it just self-destructs. It self-destructs. And there are so many people out there that I know. There's no question about it. I know that they see and know and feel the inequities as it relates to economic growth here in Florence, South Carolina. And when I speak of Florence, South Carolina, it is true throughout the state, and I'm sure it's going to be throughout the nation. Last week, those who listened last week, most of the broadcast came from Hilton Head, South Carolina. There I was with the National League of Cities, and out of the National League of Cities, we have the Conference of Black Municipal Elected Officials. And we, as Black municipal elected officials from throughout the state, talk about issues that we have, and the issues that we have in other cities are very similar to the issues that we have here in Florence, South Carolina. So we have to find means and ways to deal with that. We have to find means and ways to deal with that. Okay, so my plight, and that's the main purpose of the show. I want to educate people, to let them know what is going on, and what I think should happen. Hopefully that you're listening, and hopefully you will call in, 516-453-9921. This is the Ed Robinson. This is Ed Robinson, your host, from the Carolina Regional Black Chamber of Commerce. We're coming at you from the Carolina Regional Black Chamber of Commerce. Our business of the night is the First Class Taxi Service. We urge you to look at them if you need a taxi service. They are a business that is first class. They are a business that is, but you know, that's what we do. We just don't get anybody. And then, you know, I would say that we are lobbyists for the poor. And I kind of got that from the MSNBC news media on the Morning Joe program, and this is what he says all the time. Poor, everybody have a lobbyist except the poor. So we have become that lobbyist for poor people. But you know, see, lobbyists are paid well, very well, lobbyists. But see, we know when you're lobbying for the poor, there's not a lot of money there, if any at all. But here we are. We know this is a service that's needed. So regardless to whether there's money or not, we're here. We're here lobbying for the poor. Again, this is the Carolina Regional Black Chamber of Commerce, and my name is Ed Robinson. I'm here to promote economic growth for black people. And in order to do that, we have to pull together. We'll be back tomorrow night, same time, 8:30 to 9:30. And hopefully that you'll be listening to what we have to say. And until then, we're going to say good night.
brother. Wait a minute!
Can y'all dig it out there? Can you dig it?